Huzzah, Rangers! This is Phil Harris here at the Jacks Rangers Show. I am joined with Diamond Dave. David, how the hell are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Phil. How you doing?
Not too bad. We got Chicago this week at home at Fort Quincy. Before we get too far in anything, though, I did want to mention our sponsor for this episode and every episode of the Jacks Rangers Show. That would be Inkify. Inkify does custom printing and embroidery. They've been doing that since 2010. Inkify provides high-quality decorated apparel nationwide, from ordering the apparel to printing, adding a private label, folding, bagging, and fulfillment. They handle it all, so you don't have to. Head over to inkify.com to get started on your order and tell them TJRS sent you, and that'll get you 15% off of your entire order. That is a hell of a deal. Yeah, it's Chicago week once again. So earlier in the season, of course, we went to SeatGeek Stadium there, the site of the MLR final from last season, and got the dub against a very good on paper Chicago team that hadn't gelled in the previous season, their first season, and then really hadn't gotten too situated in the season when we played them last time. Remember, they had Billy Meeks at 10, and everybody's like, what's happening here? Are they crazy? And Sam Harris is not a crazy person, so they've sorted that stuff out.
Spoiler, yes, they were. He's not at 10 crazy anymore. They're doing a lot better lately.
Yeah, for sure. So I wanted to quickly read through the festival article because, you know, the Free Jacks do this special thing where – if you haven't been to Fort Quincy yet, make sure you come out to one of these games. They do a themed festival for every single game. And this one happens to be the International Festival. Last season, of course, we had a lot of people, dressed up in their international stuff. I, myself, was a Canadian Mountie. I had the whole outfit. It looked fantastic. So the article says, around the world, which is a callback to Daft Punk, I believe. Rugby is played in 123 countries by 10 million registered players across the globe. What better way to celebrate the world's game than with an international festival? I agree. Free Jacks continue to develop and grow talent from the USA. 12 out of 39 contracted players are USA qualified alongside our continued effort to develop homegrown talent. The Free Jacks are proud to represent players from 11 nations. Dig out that old rugby jersey for your nation, wear their colors of your heritage, and celebrate the global melting pot of New England. Kick off the day with an international fixture. Watch Free Jacks Academy team The Independents take on Quebec in what promises to be an action-packed game featuring New England's up-and-coming rugby talent. Grab a beer at the International Beer Tasting. Boogie to the Fan Zone to see live music from Turn It Up, who will be playing all your favorite tunes. Once you're all danced out, head to the field to watch New England Free Jacks take on Chicago Hounds in a battle of the Ice Coast. Okay. After the game, keep the party going and enter the field to watch the Broken Heels perform your favorite party anthems. So there you go. I think what they're encouraging people to do is just, wear a jersey of your nation. So if you're one of those foreign or folks that think they're foreign, but they're really born here, looking at you, all of the Irish people in Boston, wear your Irish kit or your Scottish kit, whatever it is, wear another nation out there jersey to represent the international festival. So I know that a lot of Rangers, we've discussed doing kilts this time around. I'm definitely wearing a kilt, my $30 kilt from Amazon.
I could do kilt and
I think it's kilt time.
Scotland jersey.
Yeah, there you go.
It would probably work pretty well.
Oh, I have a brilliant idea that Kenny is going to hate. I'm going to wear my England jersey and a Scottish kilt. I think
that would be
that's quite the look.
Pan national.
Yeah, look at me. Oh, boy, I can't wait to see Kenny's face when I walk up with a England jersey and a kilt on. It's going to be fantastic. So everybody out there that's listening there, if you're coming to the game, get yourself a kilt. There's still plenty of time. If you use Amazon shipping, there's one for like $34 on Amazon. Get your kilts on. this weekend at Fort Quincy. Taking a quick look at the standings, the Beast of the East, your new mighty New England Free Jacks, remain in first place in the Eastern Conference, 29 table points with a point differential of 91. That's really good. The Chicago Hounds are nipping at our heels in second place in the East with 23 table points and a point differential of 50. It's important to know that even if Chicago gets the win at Fort Quincy and take all the points on offer, they will remain in second place in the East going into week 11. Now, we say that, but, you know, I don't think anybody's expecting, or at least the people that are listening to this, will be expecting Chicago to come in and just whoop our ass at Fort Quincy. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. Well, I mean, they're good. They're really good, but I would be shocked.
I think there is a little bit of a trap game element here. I think that they're going to be coming in pretty hot. They have a 3-win streak and then a week of rest.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to look at those score lines from their match against LA, yep, where they beat them 54-31, and say, look, we put up more points against, you know, this LA team than they did.
Mm-hmm.
We know teams come in hot to beat the champs. Yep. We have that cushion that's so big that it becomes a task to stay humble, right? I mean, you say it like Chicago could take 5 points, we're still in first place. It's really important that the team, you know, not think in that kind of mentality, or they could get caught out. And so I think it's gonna be a pretty close game. Chicago for the first time, but this is their best shot to really get people to sit up and go, oh damn, Chicago have made it.
Interesting. Yeah.
We all said they were going to be great. They were Bozo's world beaters last year, right?
Yeah.
And I placed them like third, I think, something, yeah, you know, where I was like, they're going to be great. Yeah. They're going to come out here and take heads. It seems like it's finally clicked, and they're a really good team, and they want to show people. I think they are going to be on fire, and I think the Free Jacks are really going to have to play clean and intelligent rugby to stay in control. And I think they can do it, but I think, you know, we've seen what happens when other teams appear to just be more fired up than we are for it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be no shortage of fuel in the visitors' locker room at Fort Quincy.
Right.
But they come in and they come out of that place pretty revved, which is cool. It means, yeah, that we have a special kind of venue that teams have to get, you know, into that place for, but we also coming out of a season where we won. You know, I love Scott talking about it. It doesn't matter. He's like, it just doesn't matter. And the players have to realize it. We all have to realize it, that it's great. It's not that it wasn't good and wonderful to win a championship. It's that, you know, now it doesn't mean anything when it comes time,
right,
you know, for kickoff. Mm-hmm. Nobody, you don't get 5 extra points on the, you know, and also here's your 5 extra points because you won last year.
Right.
Like, you got to win the match. You got to do it every time. And teams are really coming. So,
sure.
I think it'll be a good one. My family's going to be coming in hot from, you know, Great Wolf Lodge.
Wow.
Got a weekend, okay, at the water park. We're going to be leaving Sunday morning and driving to the stadium, probably just a straight shot, coming in all, you know, chlorinated and bleary eyed, ready to watch the Free Jacks kick ass and chew bubble gum. So
there you go. Chicago have beaten Miami, NOLA, Charlotte, and LA, lost to Utah, Seattle, and drew to DC. There is one former Free Jack on this Chicago squad. That is Locke Ben Landry, who played for the Free Jacks way back in 2020. The Hounds have looked impressive against inferior talent the past two games with 50-plus point performances. We have said, and people around the league have said, that once this team starts to gel, everyone better watch out, because on paper they're serious. They have some of the league's best players and one of the league's best coaches. Oh, and by the way, they're coming off of a bye week, so that you know they're going to be rested, recovered, and prepared for the Free Jacks. I think ultimately it's either going to be a situation where they're ready to catch the rabbit, or they'll be crying all the time. So
I like it.
We'll have to see how it goes. And my key to the game, just real quick, and I wonder if you're on the same page here with me, line out lasers, freaking lasers here. When you have the opportunity on the road to take points on offer, actually, I just realized that I'm looking at the previous description for last week. So I'll just go ahead and say that the line out needs to be a lot better. We can't expect to win or put ourselves in scoring position if, let's say, we're kicking for the corner and we're 10 to 5 meters out and the other team is stealing the ball. If the Hounds are consistently stealing the ball or we're overthrowing our jumpers, stuff like that, we have to get this fixed in this game for it to remain a close game. Now, Chicago is coming into Fort Quincy. They're not going to be scared. The Fort Quincy mystique is still exist in the sense that teams want to beat us at home. They want to beat the champions. They want to shut up the fans at Fort Quincy. So they're going to have a bit of juice coming into the game. So I don't think that they're going to be terrified, at least in the beginning of the game, against the Free Jacks. But we have to execute, especially in our set piece, specifically the lineout that looks like shit from last week, to give ourselves that opportunity to win this game. To have attacking platforms and things that we just need. How about a steal? Steal would look, you know, great in their end, in their kill zone, when they're trying to drive and score on us. How about a steal or two? That would be fantastic. So line out lasers is my key to the game. What you got?
I like it. You're 100% correct.
Here we go.
That would be, you know, because you have picked the line out, I get the freedom to pick something else.
Okay.
And I think what really helped save us last week against LA, despite the lineout not operating that great, was that we didn't give them too many. Our discipline was really good. We only had 9 penalties, and I think it's going to be really important to keep that discipline in what will probably be a heated match. We know that I think the only way to compete with the Free Jacks is to get like out of your in Quincy, especially, is to just get out of your mind, right? Mm-hmm. Just really get hyped up. And when that happens, matches get really physical and can get very heated. And so I think it's going to be important for the Free Jacks to keep their cool in those moments, not do anything rash, and just overall keep the penalty count low. So we know I'm a big fan of single-digit penalties.
There you go.
So that's going to be my key, single-digit penalties.
Okay.
Keep it level. I'm sure that the line-out will... Let's believe it'll improve. You got that one taken care of. Mm-hmm. If we can do both of those things, if we can improve our lineout consistency and we can keep penalty count low and stay disciplined, I think we're in really good shape to take it away.
I believe on the road last week in the first half, we only had two penalties conceded, which was fantastic, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like that. You know, that puts us in a position to try to help ourselves avoid a defeat. Single-digit penalties, that's a good one for sure. Prediction, what I have down here is, Dave, are you ready for a Fort Quincy shootout? Because that's what's going to be on Sunday, a good old-fashioned back-and-forth running rugby display. Chicago are finally a dog that will hunt, and they will have a quality roster with very good players. They finally show in this game, but the Free Jacks have a slight edge on paper. And with the Rowdy Rangers at home, I back our boys 100%. Chicago 30, New England 33. What do you got?
Ooh. I'm a little bit close, but a wider gap. So I went with New England 34. So very close.
Yep.
Chicago 22. I think our defense is really solid. I think they'll be able to score. They got some serious weapons that we talked about. Ben Landry scares me.
But
not that he's the serious try scoring weapon. He's just a scary guy.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a healthy gap by the end. I'd like to see our fitness carried away a little bit and really close out strong.
Closing thoughts for this upcoming game on Sunday at Fort Quincy?
It's always a great time when we get to watch rugby in Quincy, so I'm sure this will be no exception. I like the Chicago team. I feel like we play really fun matches against them every time, so I'm looking forward to them visiting. Everybody come on out. Get your tickets if you don't have them.
Yeah, man. Chicago just seems like a well-run organization. You know, we know one of the part owners, Phil Groves, he comes on this show as our LA, I mean, excuse me, our Chicago correspondent.
Yeah. Chicago. I'll report on my own team. Sure, he says. I love it.
It's wild because, you know, he owns part of the team, and yet he's willing to come on our show and be pretty damn open and just talk about his team, which is unbelievable. I love that guy. Phil Groves is an awesome, awesome dude. For those that haven't met him, I'm pretty sure he's going to be at
the game. I was going to say, we might get a chance to meet him this week if you want
to. He did send me a message and goes, are you ready? And I replied, I was born ready. So maybe he will be there. I don't know 100% or not. I think maybe he is going to be there because of the schedule change. I think he wasn't going to be able to make it in the previous rendition of the schedule, but I think he might be there this time around. So if you see him out there, you know, shake his hand, tell him you listen to the show, tell him you're a Ranger, and I'm sure he'll try to give you some of that Malork stuff that's supposedly very disgusting.
I'd be really happy if he was walking around with a bottle of Malort.
I can see that happening 100%.
I hope he is, or somebody is, if not him. I guess it might be hard for somebody who's not him to get a bottle of Malort into the stadium. That proves the challenge. Maybe at the tailgate. Maybe somebody will be passing it around at the tailgate.
That's my thought. So if you're at the tailgate and somebody comes up to you and hands you a bottle of clear liquid, be careful. It tastes like battery acid, so watch yourself on that. But, I think what I was going with is just this is a team that I respect.
Yeah,
you know, they're just really well run. Like, we have rivals within this league for one reason or another. Like, some of it is just regional rivalries, right? Some of it is because they stole our color scheme. You know, I'm talking about there. And others, they just kind of rub me the wrong way. But Chicago's not that team at all to me at this point. Maybe there will be something that develops down the road, but I just have a lot of respect for them. Obviously, I want my team to win, but I want to see a really good game at Fort Quincy. I hope the weather's really cooperative. I hope it's really nice. We'll have to see how that goes. But yeah, just really excited for this one, and I'm hoping our Free Jacks win. With that being said, I wanted to say, beat Chicago, saddle up, let's ride, and 3, 2, 1, huzzah!